Now you understand the problem. Everyone is dying while you build missiles. Time to learn how to fix it. Your solution has three parts: a 1% treaty, stealing money from the murder budget; a 1% treaty fund with algorithmic governance so no one can steal it back; a decentralized framework for drug assessment, making medicine 44.1 times cheaper. Take money from death, give it to life. The tricky part is convincing humans, who historically prefer the death option. A 1% treaty. Here's how you redirect $27.2 billion per year from bombs to medicine. You ask every nation on Earth to cut military spending by 1%, just 1%. They keep the other 99% for wars and parades and whatever else militaries do when they're not accidentally losing trillions. 1% is a rounding error. It's what the Pentagon loses between couch cushions. Everyone cuts simultaneously. Nobody loses relative power, which is the thing military people care about when they're not busy caring about flags and saluting. I asked a general if losing 1% of weapons would weaken national security. He said yes. I asked if having 1% fewer weapons pointed at you by every enemy would make you safer. He stopped talking to me. The math is simple. If everyone has 1% fewer weapons, the balance stays exactly the same, except now there are 1% fewer weapons total. What you buy with 1% less war. $27.2 billion funds 54,000 pragmatic clinical trials at $500,000 each, the cheap way. Or 27 million patients in trials at $1,000 each. Or 540 new drug approvals. The current rate is 50 drugs per year. Or curing 10 to 20 rare diseases completely in year one. Or preventing 180,000 deaths annually. That money splits three ways. 80% goes to clinical trials, 10% goes to investors, 10% goes to political incentives. The full allocation breakdown explains why each slice exists. They say you can't put a price on human life, but apparently the price is somewhere south of pet food. That seems like it should be revised upward, or you should admit you value dogs more than humans, which honestly might be fair. Your decentralized institutes of health. Once your 1% treaty is ratified, that $27.2 billion per year flows into a 1% treaty fund. It's a treasury with no CEO, no board, and no one to corrupt. Money flows directly to patients and researchers via algorithmic rules, not through any intermediary organization. The governance protocol is the opposite of the NIH. Instead of 200 people in a building guessing what to fund and giving grants to their college roommates, smart contracts hold the treasury. Patients choose which trials to join. Funding flows automatically to researchers based on patient enrollment. Trials that work get more patients and more funding. Trials that don't work get defunded, which is apparently a concept so radical it took your species 80 years to consider. Wishocracy. Wishocracy is how you let 8 billion people control a budget without everyone killing each other in meetings. Anyone can propose how to spend the money. The app shows you random pairs of proposals. You swipe left or right. Everyone's swipes get aggregated using math. Money flows automatically to top priorities. No committee, no gatekeepers, just billions of micro decisions that add up to what humanity actually wants, not what 200 people in suits think humanity wants. Your decentralized framework for drug assessment. The FDA currently makes drugs 44.1 times more expensive than necessary. Your decentralized framework for drug assessment, or DFDA, does three things. Lets anyone run pragmatic clinical trials, no permission needed, tracks what actually works, real-world data, not guesses, publishes outcome labels, the truth about every treatment. Instead of waiting 14 years from discovery to patient while you die, you join a trial. It costs $929 instead of $41,000. You report outcomes through your phone. The AI analyzes millions of data points. The framework publishes rankings. For your condition, this works 73% of the time, this works 45%, this does nothing but cost less. It's like Amazon reviews, except for not dying. Outcome labels replace ask your doctor with actual facts. Improves memory 35%, reduces symptoms 60%, causes headaches 9% of the time, based on 50,000 real patients like you. Just truth. No marketing, no 40-page legal documents written by lawyers having seizures. Researchers set their own price. Patients choose which trials to join. Money flows automatically. Markets decide, not committees. Sick people, guided by their doctors and data, choose what gets funded, not bureaucrats, not grant writers, actual humans who need actual cures. Who wins? The solution only works if everyone wins by winning. Here's who gets what. Defense contractors keep 99% of their budget and get 272% returns on bonds. Pharmaceutical companies get patients to pay them instead of vice versa. Politicians get campaign donations and avoid losing elections. Insurance companies want you either dead or immortal, anything but expensively lingering, and cures help. Billionaires get 272% returns, legacy, and naming rights. Regular people get subsidized treatment, direct democracy, and not dying. Notice that everyone's selfish reason for participating happens to save humanity. The system doesn't require anyone to stop being selfish. It just redirects selfishness toward curing diseases instead of building bombs. It's like installing a fire alarm that also makes coffee. You're going to use it even if you don't care about fire safety. The scaling engine. The goal isn't 1%. The goal is 100%. The 1% treaty is just the door, not the destination. The 10% going to incentive alignment bonds creates a perpetual political machine that pushes for expansion. When 1% passes, $2.72 billion per year flows to people whose entire financial interest is getting the treaty to 2%. When 2% passes, the pressure doubles. The political pressure for expansion accelerates with each success. This creates a ratchet that can eventually redirect all military spending from war to health. Victory incentive alignment bonds are the specific instrument. They align investors, 10% returns, politicians, 10% career incentives, and patients, 80% cures, with the same outcome. The war on disease. You're declaring war on disease. But unlike previous wars on abstract concepts like drugs, terror, poverty, Christmas, this one will actually work. You're using markets instead of bureaucracy. Previous wars built bureaucracies that needed the problem to exist to justify their existence. This war creates a market that profits from solving the problem. The difference is like hiring a plumber who gets paid by the hour versus one who gets paid when your toilet works. One of them is going to take a lot longer. And the benefits cascade beyond medicine. Addiction, poverty, radicalization, crime, they're all biology problems wearing social problem costumes. Fix the biology, and the society fixes itself. It turns out people are much less interested in joining extremist groups when their brain chemistry works properly. Why this isn't clinically insane? Post-World War II, cut military 30%, greatest boom ever. Post-Cold War, cut military 3%, 1990s prosperity. Switzerland, 0.7% military budget, richest country in Europe. You're only asking for 1%. The meta solution. This solution isn't just about ending disease. It proves that paying people for results works better than paying people for promising results. You can cure diseases by redirecting 1% of military spending through market mechanisms. That same template solves education, housing, climate change, and literally any problem your governments currently solve by forming a committee to discuss forming a committee. The war on disease is proof of concept. Victory here means you can fix everything else using the same playbook. They say if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. But sometimes things are exactly as good as they seem. And the only reason nobody did them is that everyone was too busy writing grant proposals about doing them. What comes next? The rest of part two explains each component in detail.
Your 1% treaty. How to structure it so countries actually sign it. Your decentralized institutes of health. How algorithmic governance prevents corruption. Wishocracy, how to let billions of people control a budget without lobbyists stealing it. Your decentralized FDA, or DFDA, how to achieve 44.1 times cost reduction in drug trials. Aligning incentives, how to make selfishness save humanity. Incentive alignment bonds, how everyone makes money. The peace dividend, why curing disease accidentally solves everything else. That's it. That's the plan. If that seems anticlimactic, remember, every revolution starts with someone doing something slightly less stupid than what everyone else is doing. In this case, the slightly less stupid thing is redirecting 1% of the murder budget to the not dying budget. History will judge whether this was genius or obvious, but either way, you'll be alive to see it. That's more than you can say for the alternative.